This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Democrats take the stage tonight in the fourth debate of the 2020 race to win the party's nomination. When the candidates get to health care, they'll probably go light on details. But as soon as tomorrow morning, these politicians may be drowning in data. The nonpartisan Urban Institute will publish the first report of the 2020 election cycle to price out popular reforms like Medicare for All and the so-called public option. Just 25 years ago, estimates like this would have been near impossible. Today, KUT brings you a short series from Trade-Offs, a new health policy podcast that looks into how a team of economists and coders built one of the most influential machines in healthcare, a machine almost no one has ever heard of. Dan Gorenstein reports.
Linda Blumberg's desk sits 2 feet from failure.
But that whole shelf down there are files from when I worked on healthcare reform for the Clinton administration.
In 1993, President Clinton built a team to deliver on his promise to provide coverage for every American. 27-year-old economist Linda Blumberg was thrilled to sign on.
It was a baptism by fire.
The group struggled to pinpoint how much the president's plan would cost. Actually, everybody struggled. Even Congressional Budget Office Director Robert Reichauer, the ultimate authority on the issue, was stumped, as he told Congress.
There's certainly a great deal of uncertainty that surrounds our numbers and every other set of numbers.
Are you quite sure you're within the ballpark?
We're within the town the ballpark's in, I'm sure of that.
More than a year after President Clinton called on Congress to pass comprehensive health care reform, Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell has pronounced the legislation dead.
Economist Len Nichols says he and Blumberg left the administration disappointed but determined.
We can't change the politic, but what we can do is improve the numbers so that the next generation of politicians can make better decisions.
And that's exactly what they did. The pair convinced the Urban Institute, a center-left think tank in D.C., to pioneer a cutting-edge tool that simulates health policy what-ifs. This gave lawmakers this thing they just didn't have before, a machine to predict in detail the costs and benefits of complex health proposals. It was more precise, it was more trustworthy, and soon everybody was using their numbers.
I have the opinion of the court. In
Chief Justice John Roberts cited Urban in an opinion preserving Obamacare.
King versus Burwell.
That was a showstopper.
2 years later, Urban was the first to show that 30 million people would lose coverage if Republicans repealed Obamacare, forcing the lawmakers to change course. And now, as the Democratic debate bumps along, heavy on rhetoric but light on details, Urban sees the need for new numbers. Republican Doug Holtz-Eakin, who also ran the Congressional Budget Office, says their timing is perfect.
People have been saying, oh, single payer is wonderful. Oh, public option is wonderful. Of course, they're all wonderful in the abstract. Now let's put them head-to-head and see where are they similar, where are they different.
Some say the public option is drastically different from a Medicare for All approach. Some say they're actually more alike. Trying to understand both by comparing their cost and impact is why Urban wrote the paper, says Blumberg.
There's a spectrum out there of things that you can do, depending upon how you evaluate these different trade-offs. And what we have to decide as a society is, you know, where on the spectrum are we collectively? But we should understand that we've got a lot of strategies and options.
Tomorrow, join us as we wonk out, diving into the pros and cons of the two proposals and how the candidates might just use this report as ammunition.